This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Amen. We pray that something will be said or done, that you will experience something great in God, that your life will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God today also for our candidate for baptism, Brother Jeremiah Brown. Come on and praise God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Brother Jeremiah, would you come forward? Just come to the front here and we'll share with you. Go stand right there. Don't come off. Amen. What we're going to do now, Brother Jeremiah, you and me together, that's one of our deacons that's standing with us. We're going to share together in the breaking bread of the Lord's Supper, symbolize what Jesus Christ did for you and I, Jeremiah, that makes us saved forever. Say forever. Say forever. Forever. That's right. You and I are saved forever because we made this decision. This, what you have here before you, represents the bread, the body of Jesus Christ. It was beaten, bruised, broken, tattered, destroyed. Where's your bread? Get your bread together there. Get your... All right, we're all right. Went from bad to worse. That's what it was? All right. All right. This symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Take and eat of this bread. May you eat. And this wine, which you see, Jeremiah, not real wine, don't worry, but symbolizes the blood of Jesus. Start smiling for it. Represents the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed on the cross. This blood, brother, cleanses you, makes you white as snow. When God sees you, he doesn't see your mistakes, your shortcomings, your faults. When God sees you, because we're saved, and we take this, the Lord sees you white as snow because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, that was a penalty that you and I were supposed to suffer. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we won't suffer that penalty of dying eternally and never be able to be in hell forever. But because you're saved, my brother, every time we do this, we remember that the death passed us over. Passed us over. And now you and I will be able to live with the Lord forever. Go ahead and drink. And this certificate says that on this day you were baptized into the family of God at this church, New Zion Missionary Baptist Church. My brother, we welcome you, we love you, and we thank God for you. Come on and praise God for our brother in Christ, Jeremiah Brown. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. May God keep you. We love you, and it is our responsibility, Jeremiah, to look out for you, to teach you, help you, be examples in your eyes, in your presence as you walk this walk. And I call you today to be an ambassador, to be a representative for Jesus Christ. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, you represent not just your family, but you represent the family of God, and you represent Jesus Christ. God bless you. I'm excited about what God's going to do in your life. Amen. I'm excited about that. I'm excited. I'm excited. Amen. People think they know, but you just watch God in a few more days. People think they know, but you watch what God's going to do through this young man. You just watch. You just watch. Amen. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity we have to be in your presence, to be in your word. We pray now, God, that you will share your word with us, that we might be better for you. Help us, oh God, strengthen us, grow us, encourage us, empower us. We need you, oh God. Can't make it without you. Father, you know all about me. You know all my issues, all my shortcomings. You know everything going on with me. And I pray now, God, that you use this body as your vessel. Speak with my mouth, oh God. Think with my mind. Help me, oh God, to say what you have your people to know and not what I want to say. And Father, we thank you for the lives that are going to be changed, the souls that will be saved, the destinies that will be altered. And Father, we count it all joy no matter what we deal with. But we thank you that we're on your word today. And if we're down the battlefield, at least we're out here on your word. May your word, Father, help us and enrich us to be the people you've called us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our elder brother, our Lord, we pray. And all of God's children together said, amen, amen. Glory to God. If you would, make this journey with me all the way across to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, very familiar passage. We want to take some nuggets from it today. And y'all pray for your pastor today, because I know I'm going to get in a tad bit of trouble. But I'm all right with that. Book of Genesis, chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. I have wrestled with this word for a while, and so I'm just grateful and to give birth to this baby today. Amen. I'm grateful to get it out. Amen. Genesis chapter 37. And we want to commence reading at verse number 1. Genesis 37. We want to begin reading at verse number 1. Scripture reads thusly, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw, somebody say saw, that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren. Somebody say, pole, Joseph. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream. Somebody say, poor Joseph. And told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. We'll stop right there. Grass withers and the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall last and stand forever. Thank you, ushers. You may take your seat. I want to tag this text this morning and talk about the flip side of favor. I want to talk about the flip side of favor. Money in the hands of a wise man is good. Money in the hands of a fool is dangerous. Badge on the shirt of a righteous man is protection and service. But a badge on a foolish man is danger, brutality, and profiling. You have to be very careful, my friends, not if, but when you are blessed. Let me say to you today that God's desire is to bless and prosper and gift Every one of you who are his children. But you got to be prepared for what comes with it. There are some things that come with it, and there's more to it than meets the eye. That millionaire doesn't tell you about being in a new tax bracket. Mm-hmm. They people in the big house you're coveting don't tell you about property tax and mortgages. Those who are married don't tell you that you got to stay married after the wedding. Everything has its privileges, but also with it comes great responsibilities. Let me say to all of us today that there is a flip side to favor that people don't want to talk about. And God has assigned us today to talk to us about the flip side of favor. Journey with me, if you would, into the scripture, the Holy Writ. In Genesis chapter 37, very familiar story. This father named Jacob has these 12 sons, and he's kind of got a broken home. It's a messed up house, and I wouldn't advise any of you to try to have a house like Jacob has in Genesis 37, because he had at one point in time four different wives. The time of our text, he's got three wives. The one he really loved was Rachel. The one he had to settle for was Leah. But then their handmaidens, Bilhah and Zilpha, were also there having kids for poor old Jacob. Now you got to understand, Jacob now is the trickster. His name means supplanter. He is the trickster. He's the one who's holding on to his brother's heel when they were born. He stole his brother Esau's birthright. And so Jacob is something else himself. But thanks be to God, he had his own little relationship, his own wrestling with God at Peniel. And God blessed him and gave him a new name, Israel, and said that from you will come great nations and great people, great tribes of my people. And Jacob has to serve and work and labor to get his family to the point that he has it. And he's got 12 sons, and at the point of our text, the wife that he loved died having the last son, Benjamin. She died in childbirth, and his name is Benjamin. It alludes to the difficulty and the pain that she suffered. He lost the one he loved, Rachel, having the last child. And he has 12 sons who are going to represent. Anybody who's been to Bible study or Sunday school, who's going to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. But if I want to break down this text a little more, here it is in chapter 27 of Genesis. He has stolen his brother's birthright, and 10 chapters later, he's made it to this point now in our text where he is living with these sons who are out in the field. And the Bible records pretty accurately that Joseph, his son, his second to last son, he's the firstborn of the wife he really loved. And he's the son of his old age because Jacob thought he was too old to produce, too old to bring forth children. And God so blessed him and Rachel, the wife he really loved. And the first child they had was Joseph. Had another son, the last son, Benjamin. And she died having Benjamin. Some kind of way, Jacob can't handle. Jacob is not really what we ought to do as fathers, as parents. But we need some things we can learn from this as it pertains to favor. If I had time, I would tell you about all this story because it's really a broken family and it represents many of us in our society today who are living in the manifestation of some secrets and some scandal and some sin that we don't deal with. And manifest itself in our children, our grandchildren, and those who come after us. And we got some mess in our families. But we don't have time now to deal with it. But if I had time, I'm going to do the best I can, y'all, to compact this thing and be able to let you go. And so I wanted to go now to this 37th chapter and talk about the flip side of favor. Because we all know that he gave Joseph this coat of many colors, this tunic, this long sleeve tunic that was long sleeve, went down to his ankles. It was a sign of the love that Jacob has for Joseph. And the problem we have is that he gave him a tunic of many colors, but we don't know what he gave them. And so we got to deal with how do you handle favor from the flip side? Because everybody loves what comes with it. But you got to know all that comes with it. Let me say to you today, firstly, that part of the flip side of favor is that it's produced by faithfulness. I missed you already. It is produced by faithfulness. Let me help you real quick and tell you that favor is not money. Favor is not stuff. It's not cash, cars, clothes, or creature comforts. It is the unmerited goodwill and favor shown upon somebody who knows they really don't deserve it. To me, it sounds a whole lot like grace. Lord have mercy. And hopefully today you understand that all of us are sitting here half smiling, ain't said amen for the last 50 minutes, but you still living off grace. Because some you got going on in your life, tell the truth today, you do not deserve it. You ain't pray for it. You ain't earn it. You too much of a sinner to even appreciate the fact that God has been good to you. But when it comes to real favor, I want to tell you something. It's often produced by faithfulness. If you look in the text will tell you that at the point of chapter 37, this particular day, or this particular time, Joseph is helping his brothers in the fields. He was the son of Jacob's old age regardless. Y'all missed it. Regardless, he can't help, I'm going to get in trouble, he can't help how and when he was born. I'm going to tear down some generational stuff because let me go and preach. He can't help when he was born. And so he so happens because he's the child of the woman he loved and the child of his old age, he was happy and kept his eyes on Joseph. But watch what Joseph does. Joseph is in the field being his older brother's apprentice. He's helping them do their job. That sounds like faithfulness to me. Because if you got favor, and just because you love doesn't mean you can't serve. Okay. Joseph is serving and is favored. Here's the problem. He just hadn't got his sign yet. But because he's faithful anyway. Lord have mercy. Some of y'all know y'all got it good with God. But you serve him anyway. God is interested in looking at people now who don't need to be looked at, celebrated, applauded, given a reward. They just serve because it's the right thing to do. Too many people in our world, our society, our church only work when they can get something out of it. But Joseph is working because it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm going to come. If I ain't got to your neighborhood, I'm coming. Just be at the bus stop. I'm going to come pick you up in just a minute. Because he's not just serving. Look at who he's helping. His brothers. He is helping his brothers do their job. But the problem he has is he's 17. He's young. And they're older. Mm-hmm. And because he's young, it's assumed he don't have much. It's assumed he don't know anything. It's assumed he's valueless. But God is getting ready to take some young folks you've been bashing over, that you've been bypassing, that you've been disregarding. God is getting ready to raise up some folks that you don't prepare for him to raise up. They serving with you right now. Can I minister real quick? If y'all just give me 30 seconds to minister real quick, I promise to move on. My hometown, my city, we're making this place be a museum. Because all we talk about is the good old days. All we talk about is our old hangouts, old spots. I grew up hearing stories of what used to be. Here's my question. If you that heavy, why we still don't have it?
But you got young people who love you, who love God, who love this town, and want to make stuff better, but instead of letting them help you, you disregard them because you're living in the past. Some folk can't help that they're young. It's not my fault I'm younger than you. It ain't your fault you're older, but don't disregard me just because I'm young. Stop disregarding people. Oh, you don't know nothing about that. I wasn't born. We used to have grocery stores. Why you ain't keep it going? We used to have places to go. Why we ain't keep it going? We used to do this. We used to love everybody. We used to raise each other's child. Why you won't do it now? And you got some Joseph in your neighborhood. It's some Joseph in your church. It's some Joseph in your family. But because they serving, you don't think much of them. But he's still faithful. Because watch this, he's serving, and he's really in trouble because he tell on them. Text says, he brings to his father, Jacob, an evil report. He go back and tell daddy, they misrepresenting what you sent us out here to do. We don't know what they were doing. We just know what they were doing was evil. We don't know if Jacob sent him out there to find out. All we know is Joseph came back and told the father everything those brothers were doing wrong. Bible says he gave him an evil report. Now, I hear you call snitches get stitches. I understand that. I understand where we are. But see, here's your problem. To the siblings, it's tattletale. To God, the Father, it's integrity. Because I'm not going to be a part of something wrong just to be hooked up and popular with you. If it's wrong, it's just wrong. And I'm not going to stand around something wrong just so y'all are like me. I wish I had some old Josephs who don't mind standing up in the face of opposition and say some stuff just ain't right. It ain't right yesterday. It ain't right today. Won't be right tomorrow, no matter who likes it. It ain't right to be racist. It ain't right to be ugly to each other. It ain't right to be hateful. It ain't right to be malicious. Mama, I love you, but mama, if you hating folk, you wrong. Daddy, I thank you for everything you done for me, but if you ain't right, you ain't right. Go. He came and told his father. That's faithfulness. Y'all don't like that because, see, we don't say nothing because we don't want to be labeled. We don't stand with integrity because we want our palms greased. We don't stand with integrity because I used to do the same thing. It just ain't my turn. I got caught up doing the same stuff. So we don't stand and have integrity. How can I stand up for God and I live and hang out with the devil every day of my life? I can't praise God on Sunday because I worship the devil Monday through Saturday. We don't stand. It takes some integrity to go and tell, because watch this. It may be snitching. It may be tattletelling. But it's the truth. My amen's decreased right there. Because you wouldn't be that angry with folk if it were not the truth. They're standing up against you, but is he or she telling you the truth? Maybe you are mad because you ain't used to folk telling you truth. We've been doing things like this for a long time. And here comes Joseph trying to, first of all, he's supposed to have been helping us. And my problem with Joseph is he ain't doing like us, even though he's helping us. Because when evil takes place, Joseph ain't around. See, this is the stuff nobody told you about when it came to favor. All you heard about is the coat, but you ain't hear about the character. So he would know how he can get a coat. Let me move on. Firstly, it's produced by faithfulness. Secondly, what you ain't gonna like, I gotta tell you anyway though, it's provided by the Father. I'm gonna try again. It's produced by faithfulness, but it's also provided by the Father. Joseph, you don't go get your own coat. I don't care how gifted you think you are. I don't care how intelligent you think you are. I don't care how anointed you think you are. You can't go buy favor. You can't cute your way into favor. You can't gift your way into favor. It must be provided by the Father. Some people spending money to go look like what some other folk got for free because the Father gave it to them and not fame. And some of y'all want fame to give it to you, but fame can't give you favor, but the Father can give you favor that will not be removed from you. Bible says it. Bible says it clearly. Bible says Joseph loved him more than his brethren, and it gives a reason why. Because he was a son of his old age. It's not because he came and told him the truth. He did see, but Joseph was faithful regardless of what the Father had planned. So I'm trying to help somebody today. You be faithful and know that your Father is looking at you regardless. There's some things you're working too hard for because you missed out on why you do what you do. Can I ask you a question real quick? Can you just take 5 seconds and look at yourself? And look at your motives for why you do what you do. And that's why you can't praise God consistently, because your motives are not consistent. That's why you show up when you feel like it, because that's about your motives. You really don't care about God. You care about what comes with God. But when you love God, just because he saved you, he woke you up this morning, he gave you activity of your limbs, he raised your life, he healed your body, I can't wait to praise him. I can't wait to glorify his name. Watch this. He gives him something distinct that sets him apart from everybody else. Lord, why would Jacob do something like that? Because, see, now, this, once again, this is not, I want you to look at the Father here, not Jacob. I want you to look at the Father as God. Because Jacob makes some errors here in parenting, which he can't help because his mama did him like that. He was his mama's favorite. He was Rebecca's favorite. And Rebecca had him getting in trouble with his own brother because she tried to put him somewhere God ain't want him to be. So Jacob, he comes from mess. He comes from favoritism. He grew up thinking it's supposed to be his way. And that's why some of y'all are not consistent in your in Christianity, because everybody raised you thinking you are the cat's meow and the dog's bow wow. But the devil is a lie. You better be what God calls you to be and be consistent. Because some of us can't handle submission because we used to being in charge. And the problem ain't how they leading you. The problem you got is you're not in charge. And people, you got people in your circle who pump you up and make you think you're supposed to be running things. And you can't handle when the Father say, not you. Don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. Can I give you the end before I get to it real quick? Let me put this in the gumbo while I'm mixing everything real quick. Watch this. Jacob clothed him, but God had to confirm him. I don't care who put something on you. Unless God confirm you, unless God put his hand on you, you ain't got no favor. I wish I had some witnesses this morning who want the Lord's hand on you. Whether people give you money, whether they ever call your name, I want the Lord's hand on me. Yeah. And And the church is filled with people who are clothed with no character. But because you got the clothes, we assume you know the Lord. Bible says he gave him a coat, and the coat was of many colors. And obviously, Joseph makes a mistake here. And I want to help somebody who's got favor. Never deny your favor, but be careful how you wear it. Lord have mercy. Be proud that God has gifted you. Give him glory by utilizing what he's bestowed upon you. But be careful how you wear it. Because if we're out here in the field working, why you got that robe on? Lord have mercy. Be careful not to rub favor in people's faces. Can I help somebody? You put yourself in trouble bragging all the time. Because favor is live more than shown. I'm preaching, Ben. Y'all saying amen up here. It's lived more so than seen. Because if you got to show it, you must not have it. Here's a shout you ain't going to like. You favored with or without. The coat is just a symbol, but it is not the substance. And y'all, we hung up on symbols and don't have substance. I'm preaching, man. I'm preaching, Shirley. It's produced by faithfulness. It's provided by the Father. The Father chose to do it because guess what? It's his stuff. And some of you better learn about your God real quick. If you don't know, better ask somebody. He bless who he want to bless. He give you what he want to give you to whoever he want to give it to, whenever, however he want to. The 24th Psalm say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. You better leave God alone about his stuff. That's a helpful hint for somebody. You better keep your mouth off God and who God decide he gonna give some to. Mac, I'm finna really get in it, man. So I know you got me. It's produced through faithfulness. It's provided by the Father. There's a flip side to it because some of us think we earn favor. You don't earn favor. Favor is bestowed. It's given. I'm working for my crown. If I'm saved, I got a crown already. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am. So that's why I understand why y'all are so tired. I said I wouldn't go. Lord. As the pastor, I'm giving you this break this month, not because you tired, but because you treacherous. And I'm trying to save you from yourself. Because how tired you gotta be to sit. I might as well go and say it. When I'm going to tell the truth, I'm going to tell it, right? It ain't because you're tired. It's because you're treacherous. Now I think I'm a minister. Because you don't earn favor. And y'all frustrated because you've been doing some stuff and you want God to see it so he can favor you. And he's supposed to just be so impressed And now you mad. And I think God got me here to help all of us. Because flip side of favor, see, is produced by faithfulness. You got to be faithful. It's provided by the Father. You ain't do it. Understand, you can't work enough to receive favor. I'm trying to avoid this next point, but I got to go and give it. Because the flip side of favor, I think what most of us are, is problematic in the family. The favor on your life is a problem for the very people closest to you. What am I saying? That the people closest to you got a problem with the favor on your life. And that's something that people don't tell you. Everybody, I'm not trying to give you doom and gloom, but everybody ain't proud of you. I didn't say it's problematic for Pharaoh. I ain't saying it's problematic for Hittites. It's a problem in the family. You got your Bible? You still got your Bible open? Look in that text real quick where it tells you, and when his brothers saw. When his brothers saw. Here it is, y'all. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. To him, they're his brothers. To them, he's not. You gotta handle folk who you love them and they can't stand you. And they don't mind showing you. I'm going to preach this thing, Doug. They don't mind showing you. They can't stand you. And but they been had a problem. But it didn't become real problematic till he got the sign. Because they've been working in the fields. He been helping them. How does he bypass us? And we've been out here. How some Johnny come lately get what we've been working for? I showed him he was my 2T. He was my intern. She was my understudy. How do they now supplant me and get what I've been working for? And all he did was be born. That's just not fair. I'm in the house now, ain't I? That's why I gave y'all the second point. And once you understand that, it wouldn't be so many problems in the family. You need to know who the Father is. And the Father chooses to do whatever he sees fit to do. You need to be thankful you got a job. Because God has other options. More than you can flip a switch. More than you can open the door. More than you can play record. More than you can push a button. More than you can preach. More than you can read. More than you can sit down. How have we got so entitled? As though God owe us something. Because I served my time. That's the problem. You served your time. You never served his time. Stop getting mad because the Father knows the real you. Because there is a difference between being faithful and doing something faithfully. Lord have mercy. Because some people do some stuff faithfully. That's about perfect attendance. But some people don't have perfect attendance but got a perfect attitude. Some of us say amen.
Amen.
They hated him when they saw. And saw here in the Hebrew etymology is not spiritual sight. It's natural sight. They saw naturally and assumed that the Father loved them, loved him more than he loved them. And they got mad at him for getting what the Father gave him. They mad. They're angry. They're vexed. They're confused. They're irritated by what they see. And now their focus is no longer on working in the fields. It's on taking away their own little brother. The only thing he's guilty of is serving them. I'm trying to help y'all be better. And you trying to cut my throat because the Father gave me something he didn't give y'all. Now, Jacob should know better, I told y'all. Because Jacob, better than anybody, knows that God can if he want to. Because see, law says, somebody say law.
Law
says, and natural law says, that the big blessing's supposed to go to the eldest. That the older's supposed to come first, then the younger. But Jacob understands that God has a right and can switch his own rules. And here it is again, his own family, we see the possibility of the rules being changed.
Yes.
Y'all still with me? Y'all still with me? Give me a few more moments, I'm gonna be out your hair. Oh, they mad. Somebody say mad.
Mad.
They mad at Joseph about what the father did. Bible. Verse 4, and when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Look how you talk to folk. I want to deal with something so bad, Lonnie. I ain't got no problem with them. But you can't even speak. Because the text says they couldn't even speak peaceably. So if they couldn't speak peaceably, they wouldn't even talk to him at all. Because if I get near him, I'm going to cuss him. I'm going to get him. So the best thing I can do is just stay away from him. Because if I get close to him, I'm going to get him because I hate him. Here's the problem. You still in the house with that foolishness. You in the house. You didn't leave home. You stayed at the house, and you're doing that to your brother. But you feel because you ain't say anything, you're cool. But the true sign of whether or not you love your brother is if you can speak, first of all, and then when you do speak, speak peaceably. Y'all think y'all loving and y'all getting over on God because you won't speak. But the sign of maturity is you cut my throat, but I love God and I'm going to love you and I'm going to speak to you regardless of how you do me. Somebody got to make you speak to a brother or sister, and we got the same father, live in the same house, get the same benefit, but we don't have the same language. Now, if I was messy, Tate, I taught history, I didn't teach math, but it don't add up, because if you're in the same house, same father, same blood of Jesus Christ, you ought to be able to communicate. So if we got folk, Sister Evans, who won't communicate, Red, I can safely deduce some folk don't belong to the same father. this. Because Rachel is dead. Leah ain't in the text. Bilhah and Zilpha ain't in there. This thing's about your relationship to the Father. Watch this. Because it matters not how you got here. You in the house because you got the same Father. I'm preaching now. My help done got it now. You got the same Father even though you got different mamas. No matter how you got here, you here because you got the same Father. And mess don't start happening until how the Father blesses. Here it is. Here it is. It caused mess in the family, don't it? It's a problem in the family. Can I tell you how? Because everybody, they won't talk to him, but nobody ever talks. They don't watch how they talk to the Father. They ain't that bad, Bruce, that they won't have nothing to say to the Father. But it's the Father who gave it. Y'all shut down. I'm coming over here. The Father gave it. They don't say nothing to the Father. They attack their brother about what the Father did. All right, y'all. I'm going to come back. I gave y'all another chance because I got grace in my heart. They mad about what the Father did. Deep down, they mad about what the Father did. But they ain't bad enough to say nothing to the Father because they want to stay in the house. They want to keep being blessed. They want to keep getting stuff. But they won't deal with the Father. They deal with their brother. It was said, y'all, that the devil had two daughters named Envy and Malice. He had two twin girls. And they named, I don't know why they female. I just told him what I read. That one of them named Envy, and so another one named Malice looks just like Envy. But they operate on the same person different ways. Envy is that Envy say, if you get it, I want it. Because I don't want you to have anything. And then her twin sister Malice says, every time something bad happens, I'm happy. I never show up till funerals. I better stay back here. It's problematic in the family. Then Joseph, poor Joseph, he start dreaming. And his gift, he was gifted at interpreting other folk dreams, but he struggled understanding his own. Because Joseph was dreaming. This is for somebody. I need you to hear this. Joseph's dreams were not for right now. His dream and his fable was for his not yet. Y'all miss me. Y'all miss me. You still have to be their brother. You still are Jacob's son. What God is showing you with favor is not necessarily about your right now. It's about your not yet. You still got to live amongst your brothers. Now they mad at you and you keep telling them about your dream. May I help myself and some others? Hadn't your greatest hurts come when you tried to share what God told you to folk you thought would be happy for you? And the very people you thought would be happy for you are not trying to discredit you and take away what God has told you. You sure? You sure? They use five senses. He told them his dreams, and his dream made them look bad, they think. My sheep stood up. Y'all's bow down to me. That was a sign to the authority he would have it one day. Authority. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
He one day would have authority. He told it to them. They hated him even more. Because you mean tell me we finna honor you? You must be crazy. You think we go serve you and worship you? You must be crazy. And y'all laughing, but it's some folk now God has elevated above you and you came honor them. And you miss not on what God has for you because you won't honor who God put. Because you don't see Joseph, the governor. You just see Joseph, the little brother. The problem with you dreaming and nobody else dreaming, they'll never see it because they're not spiritual. It's tough to have people look at something spiritual and they natural. This tells me they got natural folk in the house who will never see what God says because they always see stuff naturally. God says, I got vision. You say, we ain't got the money. You forgot whose house it is. Can I really be messy real quick? It's the problem in the family. But Jacob really has a right to do this because it's his house, first of all. And Joseph is the first son of who he really wanted. I'm in trouble now. He kept Leah in. He kept Bilhah and Zilpah and her children. But that's not really from what he wanted. So if you look at it, technically, Joseph is the first son. It's a sign to man's permissive will and God's ultimate will. Because Bilhah, Zilpah, and Leah were not what the father really wanted. It's what he had to deal with by man getting in it. But who he really loved was Rachel, and Joseph is the child of what he really loved, his intentional will. Mm-hmm. So it don't matter who the oldest. Bible says elder. Elder is not by age. It's by distinction of the father. You want to get Reuben, you the oldest, right? All right. But you sinned with a woman that wasn't your wife. Levi, Simeon, y'all can't be the answer because y'all helped kill some men. What makes you think you ought to be the next in line and you got killers and adulterers and murderers up top? So you better be grateful knowing who you are and how you are. You better be glad the Father let you do anything for him. Because he got a right to get rid of you right now based on the stuff you done pulled. I told you if I had time, I really would unpack this whole family. See, all we see is chapter 37, but a lot of mess took place in them 30s. Reuben sleeping with a woman wasn't his. Levi, Simeon, killing folk, murdering people. But now you want to be the heir? Mm-hmm. Let me get through now. Because all of us in the house got some stuff. So you ought to be grateful the Father give you anything he give you. Reuben, God never mentioned what you did again. Levi, Simeon, nobody else bringing up your stuff. So when God, when the father decided to bring up Joseph, why are you trying to bring up his stuff? You so busy saying why I shouldn't be qualified. Why she shouldn't be qualified. Why he don't deserve. What do you deserve? Provided through faithfulness, provided by the Father, produced through faithfulness, provided by the Father. It's problematic in the family because now the family hearing all this, he gives another dream that says, I had another dream, the sun, the moon, 11 stars worship me, fell down and worship me. The sun is his father, the moon is his mother, the 11 stars are the rest of his brothers.